You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
The summer sped by and the car sped off, but perhaps we speeded up the process.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us, as she always does on Sunday mornings, is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Good morning, Rebecca.
This week, we are looking at a question from Liz. Liz asked about speeded and sped, along with others like lighted and lit, verbs that can be kind of inconsistent, and sometimes you don't know what to do in terms of the past tense. But I know we've talked about lighted and lit. I don't think we've ever touched on speeded and sped.
We have not. And so here we go. Now, Rebecca, let's start with whether you have any feelings about speeded and sped.
I think that I tend to stick with sped, although I'm certain there is some context I am not remembering right now about in which I would use the other.
Could you say the new technology speeded up the process?
You know, I could. There it is. See, I wasn't even thinking about that context. I could totally use it there.
And we'll come back to that. But before we talk about that, we need to take a detour, Rebecca, because we should talk about the expression Godspeed.
Oh, I am familiar with that expression. Actually, I remember the very first time I saw it, we were reading a short story. I can't remember which one, but it was a short story in my seventh grade literature class with Mrs. Day. And none of us had ever seen that expression, and she had to explain it to us.
I love that you remember so clearly where you encountered that expression for the first time. And to explain it, we need to go back to the earliest meaning of speed in English, which was to succeed or prosper. And at this time, the noun speed meant good fortune or success or prosperity. In the 1300s, when we had the expression Godspeed me or Godspeed thee in the sense of you, it meant may God give you or me success. So you would get God thee speed, and then you get rid of the object and you just get Godspeed, which is something that you might say when someone is headed off on a journey. Be safe. May your fortunes be good. Godspeed. Okay, that's the end of our detour. Now we'll go back to speeding in the sense that we often use it today. By the 1200s, speed as a verb comes to refer to quickness of pace. And if we look historically, the past tense has typically been sped. So today I speed, yesterday I sped, I have sped. So it's also the past participle. But once we get the verb to speed up in the 19th century, you start to get the past tense speeded up. And Brian Garner, in his Modern English Usage Guide in the 5th edition, has a fun note on this. So Rebecca, I think it's worth reading. He notes that you get this phrasal verb speed up, and it generally made the past tense speeded up. And then he writes, that was so throughout the English-speaking world during the 1900s. But in both American English and British English, sped up has greatly, accelerated since 1980. Shortly after 2000 in American English and after 2011 in British English, it surpassed speeded up. In short, in North America, speeded up has slowed down.
Brian Garner, we all see what you did there. Very clever.
And this helps explain why you and I might both be able to say the new technology speeded up the process or sped up the process. Now, Rebecca, before we finish, we need to talk about breaking the speed limit. Could you say, I got a ticket because I sped?
No, I would say I got a ticket because I was speeding, like a reasonable person would say.
That is what I would say. And this is an interesting thing to note about patterns of usage, about how we're using this verb. If, let's imagine, I was in Northern Michigan on vacation and I said, oh, when I got off work, I sped up here. What does that mean to you, Rebecca?
That you were in a hurry to get going on your vacation. Got up there as quickly as you could.
Did I break the speed limit?
Not that I'm aware of. You tell me.
But if I said, I'm so happy to be in Northern Michigan, I was speeding to get here.
And I would say you are lucky you didn't get a ticket because you clearly have violated traffic laws.
So there you see a difference between how we're using I sped up here and I was speeding to get here.
Well, Anne, as usual, our time together just sped by. Thanks so much.
Have a great Sunday.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who? A Kinder, Funner Usage Guide for Everyone Who Cares About Words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.